The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Saturday, February 20th in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is the Saturday after Ash Wednesday. In the Missal, this is liturgical year B, cycle 1. Saturday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saints today are Saints Jacinta and Francisco Marto. Three Portuguese children in 1917 received apparitions of Our Lady near Fatima, a city 110 miles north of Lisbon. Mary asked the children to learn to read and write and to pray for the Rosary to obtain peace for the world and the end of the war. They were to pray for sinners and for the conversion of Russia. Less than 2 years later, Francisco died of influenza in his family home. Jacinta died of influenza in Lisbon in 1920, offering her suffering for the conversion of sinners, peace in the world, and the Holy Father. Their cousin, Lucia dos Santos, became a Carmelite nun. She died in 2005. Saints Jacinta and Francisco Marto, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. My God, I adore you and I love you with all my heart. I thank you for having created me, made me a Christian, and preserved me this night. I offer you the actions of this day. Grant that all of them may be in accordance with your holy will and for your greater glory. Protect me from sin and from all evil. Let your grace be always with me and with all my dear ones. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for women who are victims of violence, that they may be protected by society and have their sufferings considered and heeded. Now today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo DeFilippis of St. Luke Productions.
The essence and dignity of truth. How is it that to become true is to become good, and that truth is good? Indeed, the good. How is it that the truth has value of itself without having to validate itself with reference to exterior aims? These affirmations are correct only if the truth possesses its worth in itself, if it subsists in itself and has more being than everything else. If the truth itself is the ground upon which I stand. To think through the essence of truth is to arrive at the notion of God. In the long run, it is impossible to maintain the unique identity of the truth, in other words, its dignity, which in turn is the basis of the dignity both of man and of the world, without learning to perceive in it the unique identity and dignity of the living God. Ultimately, therefore, reverence for the truth is inseparable from that disposition of veneration which we call adoration. Truth and worship stand in an indissociable relationship to each other. One cannot really flourish without the other, however often they have gone their separate ways in the course of history.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com.
We've gone astray. Like sheep, each one going his own way. The Lord has laid the guilt of us all on We hide our faces, not to see the stripes upon your back. Though harshly treated, you open not your mouth. You wear a crown woven from thorns, and may the fool without a sound, our punishment you bear. He was found guilty, and so we think of him as stricken, afflicted by God. You are what Pilate says, behold.
Once again this year, we follow the Stations of the Cross musically with Donna Corey Gibson. That's called Behold the Man, representing the first station. Jesus is condemned to death. It's 9:30 past the hour. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Saturday, February 20th, 2021. the Saturday after Ash Wednesday. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. We received life not to bury it, but to put it into play, not to keep it, but to give it. Whoever is with Jesus knows that the secret to possessing life is to give it. Let's begin our day of prayer. We join the whole church as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth, and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all my works.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Of my days, I can rest with
The Lord delivered his people from the oppressor.
The Lord delivered his people from the oppressor.
How often they defied him in the wilderness and caused him pain in the desert. Yet again they put God to the test and grieved the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his deeds, nor the day he saved them from the foe, when he worked his miracles in Egypt, his wonders in the plains of Zoan, when he turned their rivers into blood, made their streams impossible to drink. He sent dog flies against them to devour them and swarms of frogs to molest them. He gave their crops to the grub, the fruit of the labor to the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail, their sycamore trees with frost. He gave up their cattle to plague, their flocks and herds to pestilence. He turned on them the heat of his anger, fury, rage, and havoc, a troop of destroying angels. He gave free course to his anger. He did not spare them from death, but gave their lives to the plague. He struck all the firstborn in Egypt, the finest flower in the dwellings of Ham.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord delivered his people from the oppressor.
The Lord led his people to his holy mountain.
The Lord led his people to his holy mountain.
Then he brought forth his people like sheep. He guided his flock in the desert. He led them safely with nothing to fear while the sea engulfed their foes. So he brought them to his holy land, to the mountain which his right hand had won. He drove out the nations before them and divided the land for their heritage. Their tents he gave as a dwelling to each one of Israel's tribes. Still, they put God to the proof and defied him. They refused to obey the Most High. They strayed, as faithless as their fathers, like a bow on which the archer cannot count. With their mountain shrines, they angered him, made him jealous with the idols they served. God saw and was filled with fury. He utterly rejected Israel. He forsook his dwelling place in Shiloh, the tent where he lived among men. He gave his ark into captivity, his glorious ark, into the hands of the foe. He gave up his people to the sword in his anger against his chosen ones. So war devoured their young men. Their maidens had no wedding songs. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lament. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
The Lord led his people to his holy mountain.
The Lord chose the tribe of Judah and David his servant to shepherd Israel, his chosen people.
The Lord chose the tribe of Judah and David his servant to shepherd Israel, his chosen people.
Then the Lord awoke as if from sleep, like a warrior overcome with wine. He struck his foes from behind and put them to everlasting shame. He rejected the tent of Joseph. He did not choose the tribe of Ephraim, but he chose the tribe of Judah, the hill of Zion, which he loves. He built his shrine like the heavens, or like the earth, which he made firm forever. And he chose David his servant and took him away from the sheepfolds. From the care of the ewes he called him to be shepherd of Jacob his people, of Israel his own possession. He tended them with blameless heart, with discerning mind he led them.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
The Lord chose the tribe of Judah and David his servant to shepherd Israel, his chosen people.
The man of God welcomes the light,
so that all may see that his deeds are true.
From the Book of Exodus. Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. Leading the flock across the desert, he came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in fire flaming out of a bush. As he looked on, he was surprised to see that the bush, though on fire, was not consumed. So Moses decided, "I must go over to look at this remarkable sight and see why the bush is not burned." When the Lord saw him coming over to look at it more closely, God called out to him from the bush, "Moses, Moses." He answered, "Here I am." God said, "Come no nearer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I am the God of your father," he continued, "the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. But the Lord said, "I have witnessed the affliction of my people in Egypt, and have heard their cry of complaint against their slave drivers, so I know well what they are suffering. Therefore, I have come down to rescue them from the hands of the Egyptians, and lead them out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. The country of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. So indeed, the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have truly noted that the Egyptians are oppressing them. Come now, I will send you to Pharaoh to lead my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and lead the Israelites out of Egypt?" He answered, "I will be with you, and this shall be your proof that it is I who have sent you. When you bring my people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this very mountain." "But," said Moses to God, "when I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' if they ask me, 'What is his name?' what am I to tell them?" God replied, "I am who am." Then he added, This is what you shall tell the Israelites. I am sent me to you. God spoke further to Moses. Thus shall you say to the Israelites, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever. This is my title for all generations. Go and assemble the elders of the Israelites and tell them, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has appeared to me and said, I am concerned about you and about the way you are being treated in Egypt, so I have decided to lead you up out of the misery of Egypt into the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, a land flowing with milk and honey. Thus they will heed your message. Then you and the elders of Israel shall go to the king of Egypt and say to him, the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has sent us word. Permit us, then, to go a 3 days' journey in the desert, that we may offer sacrifice to the Lord our God. Yet I know that the king of Egypt will not allow you to go unless he is forced. I will stretch out my hand, therefore, and smite Egypt by doing all kinds of wondrous deeds there. After that, he will send you away.
God said to Moses, I am who am.
Tell the people of Israel, I am sent me to you.
I, and I alone, am the Lord. There is no other who can save you.
Tell the people of Israel, I am sent me to you.
From the Treatise Against Heresies by St. Irenaeus, Bishop. Our Lord, the Word of God, first drew men to God as servants, but later he freed those made subject to him. He himself testified to this. I do not call you servants any longer, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. Instead, I call you friends, since I have made known to you everything I have learned from my Father. Friendship with God brings the gifts of immortality to those who accept it. In the beginning, God created Adam not because he needed man, but because he wanted to have someone on whom to bestow his blessings. Not only before Adam, but also before all creation, the Word was glorifying the Father in whom he dwelt and was himself being glorified by the Father. The Lord himself said, Father, glorify me with that glory that I had with you before the world was. Nor did the Lord need our service. He commanded us to follow him, but his was the gift of salvation. To follow the Savior is to share in salvation. To follow the light is to enjoy the light. Those who are in the light do not illuminate the light, but are themselves illuminated and enlightened by the light. They add nothing to the light. Rather, they are beneficiaries, for they are enlightened by the light. The same is true of the service to God. It adds nothing to God, nor does God need the service of man. Rather, he gives his life and immortality and eternal glory to those who follow and serve him. He confers a benefit on his servants in return for their service and on his followers in return for their loyalty. But he receives no benefit from them. He is rich, perfect, and in need of nothing. The reason why God requires service from man is this: because he is good and merciful. He desires to confer benefits on those who persevere in his service. In proportion to God's need of nothing is man's need for communion with God. This is the glory of man, to persevere and remain in the service of God. For this reason, the Lord told his disciples, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." He meant that his disciples did not glorify him by following him, but in following the Son of God, they were glorified by him. As he said, "I wish that where I am, they also may be, that they may see my glory."
This is what the Lord God asks of you:
to fear him and to love and serve him with all your heart and soul.
This is the first and the greatest commandment:
to fear him and to love and serve him with all your heart and soul.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, look with compassion on our weakness and ensure us your protection by stretching forth the right hand of your majesty through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
Minutes before the hour on Saturday, February 20th, 2021, the Saturday after Ash Wednesday, I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Russ Rentler, 25 minutes before the hour. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Saturday, February 20th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible. It's the Call of Matthew, also known as Levi, from the fifth chapter of the Gospel of Luke.
After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector named Levi, sitting at the tax office. And he said to him,
"Follow me."
And Levi left everything and rose and followed him. Levi made him a great feast in his house, and there was a large company of tax collectors and others sitting at table with them. The Pharisees and their scribes murmured against his disciples.
Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?
Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app.
As I reflect on your life, when you were oh so small, I fed and dressed and combed the rings of your hair. When you cried, I wiped your tears. When you fell, I kissed your pain. And when the night came, I sang you to sleep. I look and see me holding you and rock you in my arms and wonder how the time all went so fast. How the time went so fast, how it all went so fast. I know everything is gonna be all right, it'll be all right. It'll be all right, it will. And I know when the morning comes, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. It'll be all right, it will. And I know when I see your face, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. It will. As I stood in the crowd, I saw you come in. My heart pierced as I saw your face. And I ran to you to look in your eyes. And when your eyes met mine, they said to me, it had to be. Save their souls. The silence and stillness of my pain, to gaze at you on the cross. The rings of your hair are covered now with blood. And there's nothing I can do, nothing at all. Oh, there's nothing I can do, nothing at all. Everything is gonna be all right. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. It will. And I know when the morning comes, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. It will. And I know when I see your face, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. It will. So here we are, a different place and time. And do you think about that day long ago? And do you know that that day is entwined in your lives? And when you look into her eyes, what do you see? You see me, God's own son. So I know everything is gonna be alright. It'll be alright. It'll be alright. It will. And I know when the morning comes, it'll be alright. It'll be alright. It'll be alright. It will. And I know when I see your face, it'll be alright. It'll be alright. It'll be alright. It will. It'll be alright. It will. It'll be alright. It will. It'll be alright. It will.
Andrea Bocelli, with the song featured in the recent movie Fatima. That's called Grazia Plena. Today we honor Saints Jacinta and Francesco Marto, two of the shepherd children who beheld the Blessed Virgin Mary at Fatima. 16 minutes before the hour, it's daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek, and it's time to pray. We join the whole church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
As light of day returns once more, with joyful voices let us sing to God of glory infinite, to Christ our Lord for all his grace, through whom the great Creator's will called day and night from nothingness, appointing them successive law, till time itself shall pass away. True light of every faithful soul, unfettered by the law of old, no shades of night can fall that dim your dazzling and undying light. O Father, uncreated light, be with us as the hours go by, that we may please your Son this day, filled with the Holy Spirit's power.
We do well to sing your name, Most High, and proclaim your mercy at daybreak.
We do well to sing your name, Most High, and proclaim your mercy at daybreak.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night, on the ten-stringed lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp.
Your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the work of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works! How deep are your designs! The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand.
Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high. See how your enemies perish. All doers of evil are scattered.
To me you give the wild ox's strength. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes looked in triumph on my foes. My ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar.
Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In him, my rock, there is no wrong.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Take our shame away from us, Lord, and make us rejoice in your saving works. May all who have been chosen by your Son always abound in works of faith, hope, and love in your service.
We do well to sing your name, Most High, and proclaim your mercy at daybreak.
I will create a new heart in you and breathe into you a new spirit.
I will create a new heart in you and breathe into you a new spirit.
I will take you away from the nations, gather you from all the foreign lands, and bring you back to your own land.
I will sprinkle clean water upon you to cleanse you from all your impurities, and from all your idols I will cleanse you.
I will give you a new heart and place a new spirit within you, taking from your bodies your stony hearts and giving you natural hearts.
I will put my spirit within you and make you live by my statutes, careful to observe my decrees.
You shall live in the land I gave your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I will create a new heart in you, and breathe into you a new spirit.
On the lips of children and infants, you have found perfect praise.
On the lips of children and infants, you have found perfect praise.
How great is your name, O Lord, our God, through all the earth.
Your majesty is praised above the heavens. On the lips of children and of babes, you have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel.
When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what is man that you should keep him in mind, mortal man, that you care for him?
Yet you have made him little less than a god. With glory and honor you crowned him, gave him power over the works of your hand, put all things under his feet.
All of them, sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air, and fish that make their way through the waters.
How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty Lord, how wonderful is your name. You have made every creature subject to you. Make us worthy to give you service. On the lips of children and infants, you have found perfect praise.
On the lips of children and infants, you have found perfect praise.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Wash yourselves clean. Put away your misdeeds from before my eyes. Cease doing evil. Learn to do good. Make justice your aim. Redress the wronged. Hear the orphan's plea. Defend the widow. Come now, let us set things right, says the Lord. Though your sins be like scarlet, they may become white as snow. Though they be crimson red, they may become white as wool. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words.
And from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare. Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither rust nor moth can destroy.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither rust nor moth can destroy. Let us always and everywhere give thanks to Christ, our Savior, and ask him with confidence,
Lord, help us with your grace.
May we keep our bodies pure
as temples of the Holy Spirit.
Lord, help us with your grace. May we offer ourselves this morning to the service of others,
and do your will in all things throughout the day.
Lord, help us with your grace. Teach us to seek the bread of everlasting life,
the bread that is your gift.
Lord,
help us with your grace.
May your mother, the refuge of sinners, pray for us,
and gain for us your loving forgiveness.
Lord, help us with your grace. And to these intercessions, we pause to add the prayers of our own hearts.
Lord,
help us with your grace. Remember us, Lord, when you come to your kingdom and teach us how to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty, ever-living God, look with compassion on our weakness and ensure us your protection by stretching forth the right hand of your majesty. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
It's a Saturday in Lent. Have fun getting things done today, but remember your resolutions. The Saturday edition of Morning Air is coming right up. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's do it again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. In the meantime, you go out, make it a great day and a great weekend, and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at RelevantRadio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.